He's first year of secondary school, so year 7 at the minute.
Okay.
He got himself this plasma screen telly, fantastic. He's also got one of those Diablos. You know, you see them at festivals and at circuses and carnival type things. You have two wooden sticks, some string in the middle, and then this bobbin in the middle that you bob up and down, fling it in the air, you know these things. Well, he was playing with it in his room.
Oh, I can see where this is going.
Put two and two together, and you've got yourself a smashed screen on the plasma. In fact, when you turn the plasma screen telly on, you can see an outline of a Diablo. Which I think is awesome.
And how long had he had the TV for?
Not long at all. A couple of weeks. Not even that. It was brand new. Fresh out of the box. Barely had a chance to collect any dust yet. So he obviously he's held this back from his dad for a little while now. He's been carrying it around like a bright grey cloud over his shoulder for a long time. He fessed up to it the other day. He couldn't carry it any longer. He'd kept his dad out of his room. He'd managed to distract him from it. And this was... He just had to tell him.
Oh.
Do you know his reaction?
What?
Do you think his reaction was a fury? What do you kind of think his reaction was?
Well, I imagine he wasn't particularly impressed.
He was just silent. He didn't say anything. He just walked out the room.
Oh, that's the worst thing he could do.
You know it's bad when dad keeps shtum, don't you? You know it's bad when dad doesn't want to say a word. Underneath the piano and the and easily my favourite at the minute, Nick Mulvey with this little earworm on the way. Who smiles at him as she sings,
yearning to belong. Oh, it is delicious. My, what a platter of music it is. I love the SRA selector. The British music people, they are so succulent. They make my feet all sweaty.
I want to speak to you tonight.
Thank you very much, Pascal. Before any of that, though, Ellie Ingram with When It Was Dark kicks us off.
What was your first student meal? When you came to uni, what was the first thing you cooked?
First thing I cooked? God, pizza, I guess.
Pizza.
Frozen
pizza?
Pretty usual. No, I'm not in for frozen food. I'm a Devonshire boy, so I like it fresh.
Fair play.
So you actually you sorted your dough out, you made a proper pizza, is that what you're telling me? You threw it in the oven, you got your tomato puree, you decorated it, you got your mozzarella cheese, you made it from scratch.
Yeah, cheesed.
I don't believe a word of it. The third and final thing that went wrong happened in the morning as I left Mickey's house. I was cycling along, I was having a good time. I thought, yeah, I've sorted all the little problems. Teething problems are done. And then I leant back on the seat and the seat went in a completely vertical position. The seat was not attached properly and I was there with a vertical seat through my legs. Like, what on earth has gone on here?
Did you not fall onto the wheel or something?
No, I was going quite slowly, fortunately. So
that is fortunate.
I was able to spring to both feet and try and get my balance back. It was particularly undignified.
Oh, dear.
Can I just say thank you very much to the builder outside the Adelphi building who had an adjustable wrench that I could then use to make the repair. Thank you, mate. We're just about to play Who's in the Bag. Would you like to have a little game?
I got the bag.
It's a bag full of names. Yep. You've got to pull a name out, describe it. They've got to guess who it is.
Oh, I see. I can do that.
Right, should we put the timer on?
Yeah.
Let's do a minute. Off you go.
Cricket. Come on. Thank you very much.
It is growing on me with every listen. It is Trim with Vending Machine. Shall we pop it through? Do you know what? We found this Awesome's ratings robot, the Awesometer, in the Shock Radio shed. Shall we just chuck it through, see what pops out?
Awesome rating 6. Like completing a wash without shrinking anything.
There you go. Awesome rating 6. As good as completing a wash without shrinking a thing. That's always a little sly success, isn't it? 6. I reckon that might grow. I reckon that could be an awesome rating 11 by the end of the week if I've given it a few more goes.